heat and water with a lid on up some hot. And now they there was two kinds of that. That's what you call this oatmeal pot, we call it. It was made out of the same type of material as a skillet, but it had a lid on it. And you boil stuff. You see, it was still a pot of the skillet system. Like I said, where you bake, where you put it next to a real hot fire open.
Is the skillet what you use now? What you call it when you use
it? I still call it a skillet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a frying pan. So I use, maybe if we used frying pan. Probably back in those days, I imagine the more common we used more, both of them, you know what I was talking about, probably just a frying pan. Hey, excuse me. Jackie? Go look and see if the barn door is closed. Yeah. Go see the horses eat the feed.
What?
Go close the barn door. I forgot about it. There's some horses in there eating his feed.
What's he eating the feed?
Yeah, I was playing in the barn.
Thank you.
What's that?
Horses killing the horses.
Yeah,
they're killing the horses. Did you ever hear something called a spider?
Spider?
Mm-hmm. What was that? I mean, it's a cookie. But
yeah, I've heard that. I don't know. I didn't hear enough about it until I can associate it with that. But I have heard that word.
Yeah. It's a girl's return. Since you were sitting at the table, next to each plate, you give everyone to eat with. You give everyone
a fork and spoon.
Or a fork and spoon.
When I was coming up, you put a fork and a spoon and a knife. Very uncommon. That's why I was raised. If you had a fork and a spoon, it was a city if you had a fork and a spoon.
But nowadays, if you were serving steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out the steak.
Nice.
And say the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to
wash this.
And so after she washes the dishes, then she flushes it through water.
Riches. Now, I have learned the word wrench. W-R-E-N-C-H. Then, yeah, there we are. I know that it's hard on
the
SEC. Riches. W-R-E-N-C-H.
And the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes. Yeah, to dry them.
Right.
And the little cloth you use to bathe your face with. And to dry yourself. And you mentioned that you used to have a to turn on the water at the sink, you turn on the something in your yard that you can put the hose up.
It's a water barrel. I don't know this part. I associate
that with a nice dog. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something you could turn.
Yeah.
I wonder if you call that a spigot
or a water cooler, sir.
That is spigot too.
Right.
And you check in here, but a stand of lard?
Lard?
Or a stand of anything?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's just like when I plant my turnips. Corn. I don't matter what it is. If you plant some seed and they come up, somebody walk out and look, so I didn't get a very good stand.